MFB Forum Radio. Thank you, guys.
We'll drink horse by good beer and sit on your back stairs in a whisper. Sweat will roll down our backs.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, November 14th. You're listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We started you off today with the band Bed Wet and Bad Boys with their song Away off the new album Rot. Right now you're listening to High Sun with
it's a band.
Yeah, their song Will I See You Tomorrow.
Both new releases in the past like month. High Sun's got that single, and then they've also got a whole album, the name of which is The Night Where Everything Felt Bland.
Mm.
And it's pretty good. It's not like my favorite release by them, but definitely would give it a listen. It's on Spotify. It's on Bandcamp. Yeah.
Check them out. All right. Well, we'll be back soon. Gonna get back to the music.
For sure.
Take it easy, folks. Thank you. And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Massachusetts, or in Medford, Massachusetts.
What did we just hear, Owen?
Oh, we just heard Pine Grove with their song Angelina, which is a really good song. Then before that was Foxing with The Medic off of The Albatross, and that was a good song too. I like that. That had cool drums.
Yeah, Foxing's, that's their best album from like a few years ago, but Foxing got a lot of good stuff. I should probably listen to more.
Are we picking you up right now?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Oh, okay. If you can hear yourself, then we're good. Sorry.
Is my slider? Yeah. I can hear myself.
All right, just making sure. But anyways, it's Tuesday, November 14th, and the Celtics are officially the best team in the NBA. 12 straight.
I'm not going to quote Kyrie on air. Where's LeBron?
Yeah.
I'll leave that for you, the listener, to find out.
Yeah, Nets tonight without their two best players too, so that should be an easy win.
Here?
Good question, actually. I don't know.
I'd really like to go to Celtics game.
I'll hit you with a little hint. I actually can't go to this game, but Monday before Thanksgiving, so it's a school day for us, they're playing the Mavs, and tickets are like $8 right now.
Monday before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so like a week.
I know I got like... Actually, I don't know. I can maybe do that. You can't go, you said?
I can't go.
Okay, I'll see someone else.
Yeah.
It was a really funny conversation to have on air.
Yeah.
So what are you doing this weekend?
But what did we do last weekend?
Oh, we drove up to Manchester, New Hampshire.
Manch Vegas,
for Snapchat filter, the highest authority, and saw Mom Jeans, Prince Daddy and the Hyena, Perspective of Lovely Hand to Hold, a solo act called Kississippi, who are all, except for Perspective, who was just like the local band, which they seem to have on most of their tour stops. All the other ones were off of Mom Jeans' new split with Prince Daddy and the Hyena and Kississippi and one other band that I don't
remember. Yeah, I can't even remember what they're called.
But they weren't there.
Yeah.
But the show's good. I mean, second time we've seen Mom Jeans.
Yep.
After Cambridge over the summer. We got a picture with Eric. It was pretty hype.
Highlight of my life.
We fanboyed out very hard at the show. I'm not proud of how...
An embarrassing amount, really. Yeah. And we also made the Instagram of Perspective a Lovely Hand to Hold.
Oh, yeah. We're actually on the Instagram page. Yeah, that was huge. I look really angry.
I look kind of angry, too.
Like, I look very disappointed. I mean, yeah. I guess it's a punk show, so... I would hope that I look somewhat angry. It was cold, though. That was a very...
It was freezing. And we got there, like, 2 hours early.
I didn't even mind that, though. We kept busy.
Yeah, that's true. We did. There's just so much to do in Manchester, New Hampshire.
I mean... I don't want to just sit here and badmouth New Hampshire on air. It was it's like a former industrial place or whatever.
Yeah.
So it comes with all the implications of that. But I don't know. We got some solid, like, we got some pizza.
Yeah.
Served by a very friendly Greek man.
Got some za.
Hit the comic book store.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Got some free buttons.
Mm.
I then lost that button at the show. It's heartbreaking.
If you love something, let it go. And if it comes back, it was meant to be.
I guess it was not meant to be.
We learned from a close friend of ours that the lead singer of Mom Jeans looks like a combination of me and Zane.
Someone commented that on Owen's Instagram picture with Eric.
Yeah.
I don't see it at all.
I don't see it.
Two, that's just totally going to go to our head.
I was strutting around campus the next day, like... Did you know I look kind of like Eric?
If you weren't going to bleach your hair already, like, it's a lock now. I want someone to call in and tell us if Owen should bleach his hair or not. And that will be the commit. Like, first person to call in and decide whether Owen bleaches his hair or not, we will listen to that.
Right, yeah. And the number is 855-915-WMFO. So call in and tell me to bleach my hair and I'll do it.
Perfect. All right, we can play some more tunes.
Yeah, let's do it. You want to play one?
Yeah, I can play one.
All right, cool. Well, stay tuned, folks. We got some good good music coming your way, and enjoy.
Every minute I spend with you, it's like eternity. So why should I get jealous about your boyfriend?
The second I close my eyes, he'll be gone. The second I close my eyes, he'll be gone, gone, gone. I know he's a good guy, but even a good guy can't stick around for eternity. Not like we do. Every moment I'm close to you. Not like we do. Every moment I'm next to you. Lots of my heroes killed themselves or went insane. Or they drank so much, did so much drugs, they nearly killed themselves. Some people will tell you this means we're living in a crooked life. But I know it's society that was poisoning them and is poisoning me. 'Cause they told me such a lie. They told me I would die. They told me that my soul was limited. And sorrow became the engine of my love. But now that I can see that I'm loving clear and every minute I spend with you all, it's like eternity. So why should I get worried about dying? The second I close my eyes, we'll be gone. The second I close my eyes, we'll be gone.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Thank you. nasty homeowners. Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results.
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim, Lad, and Meaty at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Home. What's it like to live inside your head? What's it like to be worth it?
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Since the last time we talked to you guys, you heard Twain with their song The Sorcerer, Spencer Radcliffe with Breezy, I Kill Giants with Larry Jr., I'm Glad It's You with Anything But Blue, Jay Bengoy with So Good I Could Die, Perspective A Lovely Hand to Hold with their song Comeuppance, friend of the program, Click with their song Usage, Whitney with No Matter Where We Go, Fourth Wanderers with Slop, Snail Mail with Habit, and what are we listening to right now?
This last one is The World Is a Beautiful Place, and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die, a band we played a lot of the show, and the song is January 10th, 2014. This is off their second LP, Harmlessness, which came out, of course, in 2014, as the song title would suggest. Not quite as much of a favorite for me as their first album, which was like older, like 2011, I think, the Whenever With Everyone, but I don't know. Since then, they've actually kind of fallen off. The whole like cast, like the whole band is a different group of people playing like the same old songs.
Which yeah,
is always kind of a bummer, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I hope you guys have a great Tuesday and a great week and a great weekend. And
are you gonna be here next week?
I'll be here next week.
Okay, I will too.
All right, cool. So we'll see you next week on the day before Thanksgiving break, right?
Yeah, yeah. Last day of classes.
Last day of classes before Thanksgiving break. Ooh, that's exciting. So yeah, take care, folks. We'll see you then. And enjoy the music and have a great week.